Here's the way you might like to think that Congress works. Somebody has an idea for a new law, it's proposed, it's voted up or down, and Congress moves on.
That might be nice, but Congress is never that simple. The law reflects a complicated country, and Congress reflects complicated politics.
And that complexity led to the seemingly bizarre failure of a proposal with bipartisan support. Almost all the Senate went on record in favor of a package of tax breaks. Then, just as Congress was about to leave town for a recess, the plan was killed. NPR's Laura Sullivan explains why.
The senator from Oregon.
Mr. President, this morning the Senate begins consideration of a tax cut bill.
A few months back, Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, brought to the floor a bill that basically offered tax incentives to businesses and individuals. They're called tax extenders. They've got big stuff and small stuff. Tax breaks for wind farms, tax breaks for school teachers who buy their own supplies, tax breaks for rum producers in Puerto Rico, people who make movies, racetrack owners, even some breaks for people who bike to work. In other words, something for every lawmaker to take home.
And let us move on to urgently needed, bipartisan, comprehensive tax reform. With that, Mr. President, I yield the floor.
This should have been a slam dunk, and at first, it was.
Mr. Alexander, Ms. Ayotte, Ms. Baldwin, Mr. Barrasso, Mr.
96 senators gathered in the chamber shortly after Wyden's speech and all voted in favor of moving the bill forward. But 2 days later, this bill, with 96 out of 100 supporters, was stopped cold. To anyone watching, it might have looked like some special kind of insanity. But Howard Gleckman, a senior fellow with the Tax Policy Center at the Urban Institute, says look a little closer.
This is all fairly well planned. This isn't like World War I, where we kind of accidentally stumbled into a catastrophe.
Do you have any idea how frustrating that is for Americans to watch?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's either frustrating or amusing. If you actually watch this on C-SPAN and you don't get the joke, it has to be very frustrating.
And leads to things like this.
Perry, take it out of the sack! Perry, take it out of the sack!
That's a rally outside the Capitol on a recent afternoon. These were Republicans upset with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid for not bringing House bills to a vote. But underneath the seeming randomness of one day supporting a bill and next day killing it is a careful and precise game of politics. And neither party, on this bill or most others, knows for sure how it's going to play out. For the tax extenders, the writing on the wall came several hours after that first vote when Senator Orrin Hatch, a Republican from Utah, essentially threw down the Obamacare card and its much maligned tax on medical devices.
And yet the leadership of this body won't allow it to be brought up freestanding or on some bill that basically has a chance of passage through both houses of Congress.
Did you catch that? He wants to vote on whether to scrap the medical device tax by putting it onto a bill that has some chance of passage. In this case, the tax extenders bill. Pressure builds from Republicans into the next day. Majority Leader Reid finally comes to the floor and says he won't do it.
Madam President, I object.
Objection is heard.
Behind the scenes, staffers say Reid couldn't afford to let the medical device tax get a vote. He has several Democratic senators in tough re-election races in states with medical device companies. No contested Democrat wants to take a position on something like that in an election year. Reid had a choice to make, and it was an easy one. His priority is to protect the Democratic majority in the Senate, even at the expense of a popular tax bill, even at the expense of C-SPAN viewers shaking their heads at what could seem like kindergartners on a playground.
The ayes are 53, the nays are 40. The motion is not agreed to.
Tax extenders died a quick death, but most people on the Hill say it will be back, just not until after the elections. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, the Capitol.